Shayla is asked in halakha, as we know, if somebody touches their feet, one is obligated to make the tirat shadayim, of course, without a beracha, in order to have clean hands, to make berachot, in order to pray, in order to learn. And without that washing of the hands, it's forbidden to do all of the above. The question is asked, if a person just came out of the shower, he just cleaned himself, and now he touches his hand, or touches his leg, he touches his feet, do we say that he does not need an itilat shadayim because his feet are not dirty, he just came out of the shower? Actually, this is a big machloket amongst the Aharonim. There are some opinions that learn that the whole reason why we wash our feet is because of nikiyut, because of cleanliness. According to that logic, if you just came out of the shower, your feet are clean, and you touched it, it shouldn't be a problem. However, there are other opinions that say that the reason why the feet bring the hands to need netilat shadayim is because there's ruach ra'ah on the feet. And therefore, even cleaning in the shower and the bath cannot remove that ruach ra'ah. And we suspect these opinions. And therefore, on Achala Ma'aseh, the person would touch his feet even after he just washed them thoroughly, when he comes out of the shower, it would still be necessity to wash his hands. The question then would be, let's say he touches other parts of his body when he comes out of the shower. Well, the rest of the body goes after nikiyut. There's no ruach ra'ah. And therefore, if a person comes out of the shower and touches his chest or any other part of the body that would normally necessitate netilat yadayim, a part that's usually covered, since it's clean now, you wouldn't have a problem. Regarding to touching shoes, Halakha said that shoes also render the hands not clean, and therefore if a person touches any part of his shoe besides the shoelace, he would have to make netilat shadayim, which means if he would just touch the shoelace and be very careful when tying a shoe without touching any of the leather, or the most of the bottom, he would not have to make netilat shadayim. However, if he touches any other part of the shoe, he cannot learn or say berachot or pray until he makes netilat shadayim. Of course, this applies to shoes that were worn already. But new shoes, if a person goes to a shoe store and is picking them up and trying them on and they're still new, they were not worn yet, let's say outside, you would not have a problem of netilat yadayim regarding those shoes.